an hour, then every once in a while he's throwing 97 and 98.
You know what? I think if we're going to focus on Carlos, the thing that you really have to talk about is he's very inconsistent with the strike zone. There seems to be times where he feels comfortable going after the hitters and gets them out, but then all of a sudden, if he's got somebody on base, he's very cautious, and he ends up walking guys and making mistakes. I think he's just got to throw caution to the wind and just rear back and fire and say, hit it if you can. Once he starts doing that and not really caring about the outcome, at least we're going to know he's giving you everything he has that day. He's not letting up on his fastball anymore, trying to throw strikes, and he's going to be dominant. He's going to learn how to pitch. That's the biggest thing for him. Ramirez, a veteran guy that just, all honesty, he's going to try and hit the corners all day long. He's going to mix up his off-speed stuff, mix in the fastball. I think he likes to pitch backwards, show you the slow stuff early, and then sneak the fastball up there on you. He's not overpowering. Just know this, if you're facing against him today, he will hang some pitches and he will make some mistakes, be ready to hit them.
Ramirez will pitch for the Tampa Bay Rays with a record of 8-4. And for the White Sox, Carlos Rodon will pitch for the Sox, 4 up, 4 down, with an earned run average of 4.84. Those are the starters for today's ball game. Beautiful afternoon here in Chicago. Good day to play a baseball game. Sox at Tampa. After this on The Score on the Sox Radio Network.
Morrison Bernstein, afternoons 1 to 6, talking to Sox players, coaches, and of course, you. This is WSCR at HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Hey.
Soon the lineups will be brought to the home plate umpire today. That is brought to you by Hills Brothers Coffee. Trust the taste, share the tradition. Marvin Hudson will be behind the plate today at first base. Bob Davidson, David Rackley will be at second. Hunter Wendelstedt, the crew chief, is going to be the third base umpire today as the White Sox take on the Tampa Bay Rays. We hope that you will join us for the post-game show today, and we hope to be talking about a White Sox winner when this whole thing is over. Here we go. White Sox baseball is coming up.
Sox fans, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the White Sox Radio Network are now proud to bring you Chicago White Sox baseball.
He jumps up, it's gone!
Strike three called. Sox win. He struck out the side. Sox win.
Ray was swinging a high fly deep right field.
Track wall, slam. Sox win. Sox win.
Presented to you in part by Miller Lite, by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Menards, IBEW Local 134, CJ Wilson Mazda, Safeco Insurance, the United Association of Union Plumbers, Fitters, Welders, and Service Technicians, Community Hospital of Northwest Indiana, Phillips Chevrolet in Frankfort, Hills Brothers Coffee, Thornton's, Allstate Insurance, the Village of New Lenox, and Beggar's Pizza. They lay it on thick. And now let's go live to the ballpark from the U.S. Bank broadcast booth for Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson with all the play-by-play action on 670 The Score and the White Sox Radio Network.
The Rays rode their starter, that is, last night against the White Sox and beat the White Sox 11-3 with Darren Jackson. Ed Farmer, glad you're with us. As we saw Chris Archer, Darren, yesterday, one of the emerging stars in all of baseball, the right-hander, had great stuff. Sale was good, but they were a little better. We kicked the ball around a little bit. We didn't have timely hitting. They beat us 11-3.
Oh, absolutely. They were better than us yesterday, that's for sure. You know, today's a new day. You have to focus on Carlos Rodon, who has the ability to completely dominate anybody he's pitching against. Now, will he go out and do that? He's still learning. I hope today is that day where he's just dominant, throwing nothing but strikes, and he's confident and doing so. If not, sometimes you realize by the fourth or fifth inning, he's just not going to make it because he's thrown too many pitches.
Friends, glad you're with us this afternoon. Hopefully we'll call the winner. The White Sox have lost three straight. They've lost all five games at the hands of the Rays, three down there in Tampa. And they're going for the sweep or the Rays. They've never swept a series here at U.S. Cellular, and hopefully that will continue with Darren Jackson and Farmer. Glad you're with us. Temperature of the game will be played somewhere in the low 80s with no humidity and the wind blowing northeast towards the right field corner. And hopefully White Sox will ride that wind for a couple of home runs and we'll call a good one. It's Rodon pitching for the Sox this afternoon. The young lefty is 4-4 with an earned run average in 18 games now. His 15 start with an earned run average of 4.84. Erasmo Ramirez at 8-4 will pitch for the Rays with an earned run average of 3.61. Umpires coming out. They will exchange lineups with the representatives from each team. Darren, we'll have those lineups. We'll call the first pitch off to Kansas City on Friday. But first, business here this afternoon at U.S. Cellular. Sox and Rays after this on The Score. And this is your White Sox Radio Network.
Relieve the day's stress with a little signature stupidity. Boers and Bernstein afternoons from 1 to 6 on...
Football fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for your fantasy draft this season. Featuring Wi-Fi, plenty of room, even private rooms. Food and drink specials are available. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
That's gotomeeting.com.
First inning is being brought to you by Phillips Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in Illinois for 9 consecutive years. Time for the original starting lineups brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light pilsner. Kevin Cash is the manager of the Rays. Here's the batting order for today. Leading off, playing right field, it is Brandon Guyer. Joey Butler plays left field and bats second. At third base, batting third, Evan Longoria. Logan Forsythe is the second baseman batting fourth. At shortstop, batting fifth, as Drubal Cabrera. The first baseman batting sixth, that's James Loney. Richie Schaefer is the designated hitter today, batting seventh. In center field, it is Kevin Kiermaier. He'll bat eighth. And catching and batting ninth, it is Rene Rivera. Pitching for the White Sox today, Carlos Rodon. Carlos, 4 wins, 4 losses. And a 4.84 earned run average on this season.
Sounds like that when she says it. Bah, ha, 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 ha. Radio Vendetta just implied that Cyborg could beat Ronda Rousey. LOL, please. Ronda is only getting better. Well, she only fights for 34 seconds, so how much better is she going to get? She's getting no practice. She just beats everybody. Are they tomato cans? Well, by the way, what is the female tomato can? Which is a boxing term. Phil Johanning, when I want to lose weight, I just stop making bread. Signed, 50 Cent. 50 Cent. Brain B. That's Brain B. I'll take technique and brains over roids and strength any day. Ronda Rousey wins easily. I just think that Rousey should fight Floyd because he's going to fight Berto, that tomato can. Are you going to get hosed for 60 bones on that? I don't think so. This is it. And you got to remember, there's a new arena being built in Vegas, and like Floyd would be a massive draw there. But Berto, who started off at like, I don't know, like 27-0, won some bogus welterweight title, basically was babysat through the entire process. It doesn't matter at this point, right? It's his last fight. It's Floyd's last fight. There's going to be tributes. There'll be a tribute album. The Floyd Mayweather tribute album. It'll be free on iTunes. You'll be able to watch the album on Netflix. Their stock's through the roof. Twitter, toilet water. It's like swimming in Rio for the Olympics. Think about it. Keith Thurman is the guy that he should be fighting, and he's not. He's going to fight Berto. All right, I'm going to get back to this in some more tweets, but we have Weston. And Weston, you got to pronounce your last name for me because I don't want to butcher it anymore.
Yeah, it's Hodquist. I thought about that when we were doing this. I was like, I probably should have given you guys the heads up on that. Yeah, Hodquist.
How was your first day at school, Weston? Describe the first day at school for Weston Hodquist.
Yeah, there was a lot of swirlies involved, I think, there. And I always joke around. When I got started at this 9 years ago, I probably should have created a pen name, but I wasn't smart enough then to do that.
Yeah, like, I mean, Weston Hodquist, like, you could go with Weehod, which you do on Twitter, right? You go with Wes Hod. So, like, Wes Hod, yeah. You sound like you're pimping. You sound like you're at the club with Jadeveon Clowney's dad shooting it up. But then when you look at your picture on Twitter, you look like a very nice young man. You got glasses. You got the tie. You got a sweater over your shirt. You should follow Weston at Wes Hod. I want to talk really quickly about this situation in Green Bay. Look, the Packers are the team that last year choked against Seattle, and I'm sure that it has bothered them the entire offseason. But before we get to